2022届高三英语适应性随堂练习。听力部分现在开始。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. John is not in the institute now. Has he written from Hong Kong yet?
Yes, but before he went to Xi'an last night, he had been home for only 2 days.
Question.Where is John most likely to be now?
2. The shuttle bus is running behind schedule. Maybe we won't make the 7:30 show.
Okay, let's try to get there on foot. And if we don't make it, we'll just have dinner near the theater.
Question. What does the woman suggest they do?
3. Hey, do you think technological development may threaten your job, especially the driverless cars reported recently?
Well, driverless cars may be safer, but it will take away the fun of driving.
Question. What does the man think of riding in a driverless car?
4.I gave Sarah $200 for her sponsored video.
$200? Richard, you must be mad. I wish I had $200 to throw around like that.
Question. What does the woman mean?
5. Hey, I've been waiting to be served longer than you have.You can't just jump the queue.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see you there. I didn't mean to.
Question. What does the man imply?
6. Big news. The Wrens donated 1 million yuan to migrant children.
Oh, this isn't the first time they've committed their support to a charity.
Question.What are the two speakers mainly talking about?
7. I hear that Helen is planning to study abroad.
Not if I can talk her out of it. Believe me, I'm trying.
Question. What does the man imply?
8.I'm thinking about taking Italian as a minor next year.
But how do you cope with your major? I suppose you will be an excellent linguist rather than a programmer.
Question. What can be learned about the man?
9. Would you like to come round for my graduation ceremony? It's on 3rd next month.
But for the community group buying I proposed on that very day, I would come.
Question. What does the man mean?
10. You were on the phone for an hour.
It was my mom. Really, do we run out of conversation?
Question. What can we learn about the woman?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation. And you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. The famous alligator Saturn breathed his last in Moscow Zoo in 2020. He survived World War II in Berlin, and there was the rumor that he had belonged to Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. Yesterday morning, our Mississippi alligator Saturn died of old age. He was about 84 years old, an extremely respectable age, the zoo said. Saturn was gifted to Berlin Zoo in 1936. Berlin was the capital of the Nazi Germany, and the city was bombed in 1943. Thousands of people were killed or injured, and many of the zoo's animals died too. The zoo's aquarium building took a direct hit. People had seen many crocodiles and alligators die in the street outside. Saturn somehow survived and then lived for 3 years in Berlin. British soldiers found him 3 years later and gave him to the Soviet Union. How he spent the 3 years always remained a mystery. But since July 1946, the alligator has been a hit with visitors in Moscow. Moscow Zoo has had the honor of keeping Saturn for 74 years, the zoo said. For us, Saturn was an entire era, according to the zoo. Saturn knew his keepers. Also, he loved being massaged with a brush. The most eye-catching detail is the rumor that Saturn had been listed in Hitler's personal collection. But it is untrue. It is unclear how the rumor started. Please listen again.
The famous alligator Saturn breathed his last in Moscow Zoo in 2020. He survived World War II in Berlin. And there was the rumor that he had belonged to Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. Yesterday morning, our Mississippi alligator Saturn died of old age. He was about 84 years old, an extremely respectable age, the zoo said. Saturn was gifted to Berlin Zoo in 1936. Berlin was the capital of Nazi Germany, and the city was bombed in 1943. Thousands of people were killed or injured, and many of the zoo's animals died too. The zoo's aquarium building took a direct hit. People had seen many crocodiles and alligators die in the street outside. Saturn somehow survived and then lived for 3 years in Berlin. British soldiers found him 3 years later and gave him to the Soviet Union. How he spent 3 years always remained a mystery. But since July 1946, the alligator has been a hit with visitors in Moscow. Moscow Zoo has had the honor of keeping Saturn for 74 years, the zoo said. For us, Saturn was an entire era. According to the zoo, Saturn knew his keepers. Also, he loved being massaged with a brush. The most eye-catching detail is the rumor that Saturn had been listed in Hitler's personal collection, but it is untrue. It is unclear how the rumor started.
Questions 11. What is the speaker mainly talking about?
How long did the alligator live in Moscow?
13. What was the rumor about Saturn that made him eye-catching?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Researchers have developed a microprocessor built on high-performance plastic rather than silicon, and they say it could enable smarter food labels and supply chain management. Microchips are now everywhere. Our computers, smartphones, of course, as well as TVs, fridges, washing machines, and cars, whose internet connectivity is known as the Internet of Things. But lots of other stuff, like a milk bottle, doesn't have a microchip or smart sensor. Not to say that it couldn't. For example, imagine smart labels on food products that could alter their use-by date depending on how they've been handled. John Biggs, a distinguished engineer and a team of researchers, have now developed a flexible chip that could be used for applications like providing a milk bottle with computer smarts. And they say the chip is 12 times more complex than previous attempts. They also laid out the vision for how flexible chips like this might be used. We are talking here about putting electronics on the stuff you buy in Tesco every week, which just could help with supply chain management, waste management, and provide information for real-time use-by dates, healthcare monitoring. It will provide a level of computing that's not available currently because it's not profitable to do it. Despite that enthusiasm, the engineers also admitted the project was a long way off from commercialization. So, that Internet of Everything may be coming. It just may take a while to get here. Please listen again.
Researchers have developed a microprocessor built on high-performance plastic rather than silicon, and they say it could enable smarter food labels and supply chain management. Microchips are now everywhere. Our computers, smartphones, of course, as well as TVs, fridges, washing machines, and cars, whose internet connectivity is known as the Internet of Things. But lots of other stuff, like a milk bottle, doesn't have a microchip or smart sensor, not to say that it couldn't. For example, imagine smart labels on food products that could alter their use-by date depending on how they've been handled. John Biggs, a distinguished engineer and a team of researchers, have now developed a flexible chip that could be used for applications like providing a milk bottle with computer smarts. And they say the chip is 12 times more complex than previous attempts. They also laid out the vision for how flexible chips like this might be used. We are talking here about putting electronics on the stuff you buy in Tesco every week, which just could help with supply chain management, waste management, and provide information for real-time use-by dates, healthcare monitoring. It will provide a level of computing that's not available currently because it's not profitable to do it. Despite that enthusiasm, the engineers also admitted the project was a long way off from commercialization. So, that Internet of Everything may be coming. It just may take a while to get here.
Questions. 14. What's the speaker mainly talking about?
15. What will happen if milk bottles are equipped with flexible chips?
16. For what does it still take some time to commercialize flexible chips?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Morning, Betty. I know you're one of a few women taxi drivers in our city, and you've been driving for a living for 12 years. Most women drivers may find it difficult to judge direction and distance. Could you tell us what you found the most difficult?
I can still remember when I was first learning to drive. I didn't know how to use the navigation app. That's very scary.
Then what's the best part of your job?
What I like best about the job is being outdoors, seeing how this city changes from season to season. And there are places of scenery I would probably have never seen in another job.
Now, what about annual leaves? Do you have them?
Oh, yes. When I first started, I had only 10 days. Now, I have 3 weeks every year with pay.
Just out of curiosity, when you go on vacation to another place or city, do you drive there as well?
In most cases, not. I prefer to be driven by others if I go by car. I would also prefer to go by train or plane if there is a choice.
Now, my last question. Have you ever thought of changing your job?
Not yet. Maybe I will someday, but not at this moment. I do get lots of satisfaction out of it, so why should I?
Okay, our interview is coming to the end. Thank you very much for your time, Betty.
Pleasure.
Please listen again. Morning, Betty. I know you're one of a few women taxi drivers in our city, and you've been driving for a living for 12 years. Most women drivers may find it difficult to judge direction and distance. Could you tell us what you found the most difficult?
I can still remember when I was first learning to drive. I didn't know how to use the navigation app. That's very scary.
Then what's the best part of your job?
What I like best about the job is being outdoors, seeing how this city changes from season to season. And there are places of scenery I would probably have never seen in another job.
Now, what about annual leaves? Do you have them?
Oh, yes. When I first started, I had only 10 days. Now, I have 3 weeks every year with pay.
Just out of curiosity, when you go on vacation to another place or city, do you drive there as well?
In most cases, not. I prefer to be driven by others if I go by car. I would also prefer to go by train or plane if there is a choice.
Now, my last question. Have you ever thought of changing your job?
Not yet. Maybe I will someday, but not at this moment. I do get lots of satisfaction out of it, so why should I?
Okay, our interview is coming to the end. Thank you very much for your time, Betty.
Pleasure.
Questions 17. What was the most difficult part for Betty as a taxi driver?
What does Betty like best about her job?
19. What will Betty try to avoid when she goes on vacation?
20. What do we know about Betty from the conversation?
That's the end of listening comprehension.
听力测试到此结束，请继续答题。